Hi folks, this is Bart from bartbooshes.ie for the first part of our hopefully ongoing series about using the terminal in OS X. Before we go any further, I'd like to start with a little bit of background and some history. Nowadays, the terminal is just a seldom used application that sits in your utilities folder, unused and indeed unknown about by many, many Mac users. Ultimately, it's just a program that simulates the old-style text-only interface that computers used to have, and it can run any text-based program. However, by default, it runs a command shell, and so most people consider the terminal to be a command shell. They are two separate things, and you should probably bear that in mind. You should also bear in mind that in the past, a shell was your only way of interacting with the computer. This is quite hard to believe when you think of our modern graphical-based interfaces, but historically, the way you interacted with the computer was by simply typing commands into a text-only-based shell. Just like we have many operating systems today, there are many different shells. The shell which would now be considered sort of the original and best is the Bourne shell, or just SH, which dates back to the early days of Unix. This shell is the granddaddy, as it were, of what the default shell on OS X, which is the born-again shell, or the bash shell. So, when you fire up your terminal in OS X, what you're actually entering text into is the born-again shell, or bash. Now is probably a good time to go ahead and open your terminal application. You'll find it in the Utilities folder in your Applications folder. So when you open it up, you're going to present it with a white screen with black text and a little cursor waiting for you to enter commands. It's here that you're going to type in commands and they're going to make things happen. These commands all take a standard form. The different parts of a command are separated by a space, and the first part of the command is the name of the command, and then this is optionally followed by a number of what are called arguments, which are just additional information you pass into the command, and they're all separated by spaces. There's also some special type of arguments, which are usually called flags, and they're just normal arguments, but they begin with the symbol minus. At this stage, it's probably wise to start with a simple example. We're going to look at this command, and indeed many, many more commands, in great detail later, but for now, we're just going to use this command as an example of commands in general. The command I'm going to use, for my example, is the ls command, which gives a listing of the content of a folder. So if you go ahead and type ls and then hit return, you're going to run the ls command. This is going to give you a list of files in the directory that you're currently in. Now, when you start bash, your default directory is your home directory. So in this case, it's going to list all the content in your home directory. And you should see things like your documents folder, your desktop, and that kind of stuff. Now, the ls command can take arguments. So if we run the command again, we can give it an argument of the folder that we would like to list the content of. So if you type ls space forward slash users with a capital U, hit return, that's going to list the content of the users folder in the system disk on your Mac. Finally, the ls command can also take a large number of flags, and just to demonstrate the point, we're going to use one flag, which is the minus L flag, which stands for long description. So go back to your terminal, type in ls space minus L space forward slash users with a capital U, hit return, it'll now give you details of all the files and folders in the users folder on the system disk of your Mac. Now, as I say, we're going to come back to the ls command in more detail in later installments, but for now, it's just the point of demonstrating how the basics of how commands work. I'm going to leave it here for now because both myself and Victor agree that we really need to take things slow and take things easy for this series, otherwise we're going to scare people away or perhaps leave people behind, which would be a terrible shame. Should you perhaps want to hear more of my rantings, I'm a regular contributor to the Nosillacast podcast, which is at podfeet.com, and I also run a blog where I blog about computer-related stuff and sometimes science and politics-related stuff as well. Basically, whatever happens to take my fancy, really, but it really is 90% computery stuff, and of that, the vast majority is Mac stuff, I have to say. You'll find my blog at www.bartbooshots.ie. Until next time, happy computing.